For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. You're coming off your Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you had a great, truly a great Thanksgiving weekend. And I hope Jesus is Lord of your life. I hope if you're listening to my voice right now and you think, what's that lady talking about? I hope you just know in your heart that Jesus lives there, that you're going to spend eternity with him forever in heaven. If not, you can do that right now. You can say, God, I don't know, but I want to know. If even at the sound of my voice you're getting stirred to pray, pray right now with me. Say, Jesus. Just repeat it after me. Say, Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. And I can't say that I know if I'm going to heaven. But this lady says that I can know. Come on, I hear you repeating it. So, Jesus, I want to know. I want to know you. I want to know that I'm going to go to heaven. I want to know my sins are forgiven. I recognize I need you. So please come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. And I want to live with you and for you the rest of my days. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Spontaneous. I love it. If that was for you and you just bowed your heart and said those words with me and prayed, man, you're saved. You made it. You're going to heaven. And now you got to live it out. You're going to see how rich and rewarding and different the life of a Christian is compared to the life of one who's not. And you'll see why we're doing what we do, meaning we Christians always proclaiming the goodness of God and that you must be born again. Because your eyes are now open and you're able to see, wow, I once believed that. I once thought that. And then God has removed the scales and the veils from your eyes and allowed you to see him in all his goodness. And oh, mercy, it just gets better and better and better. Oh, it's a narrow path. Meaning, I'm not saying he is Santa Claus or a genie in a bottle. He's not. He is Almighty God. But this Almighty God has just now given you the ability, the grace to become a child of his. It's phenomenal. He has adopted you. You will be forever with him in heaven. And when trials or tough times come in this world, he now lives in you by his precious spirit, and he will equip you to handle things. Talk about John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and life to its fullest. Brothers and sisters, wow, I'm going way off. Well, I'm kind of not really going off my message, but I just feel the Spirit of God. But abundant life, John 10:10, that's Zoe in the Greek life. That is that there's so much life of God that he wants to pour into you while on the earth that it will overflow to eternal life. So it's really, I came that they might have life and have it to its full in abundance, is living the life of God on the earth, but it's promised of eternal life. And then having so much true life that it'll take all of eternity to experience it. Because it's Zoe. It's the God kind of life. So that's what you have, my friend. Wow. Well, I was about to go into why did Jesus come? That is one reason he came to rescue you. And you've been rescued. Yay! All right, look. I can't run too long on my broadcast, so I hope you're going to my website. Come to our Christmas luncheon December the 7th at Metairie Country Club, and we will do Hands and Feet, an outreach to the homeless on November 30th. Let me hear from you. Love you guys. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.